Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill.
Hangover and desperation explain Miami's victory over Carolina. Anyone who has experienced a hangover understands at least part of the explanation for UNC's loss at Miami on Tuesday night. In the aftermath of a particularly big celebration, it's not unusual to feel sluggish, disjointed, depleted, or just a bit off. When you add to the equation a 700-mile plane ride, as the Tar Heels experienced on their way to face the Hurricanes, things can get even more complicated. Sure enough, Miami beat UNC 75-66, as star freshman Caleb Wilson had perhaps his worst game in a Carolina uniform, with only 12 points and 6 rebounds. In Wilson's 26 minutes of playing time, the Hurricanes outscored the Tar Heels by a whopping 15-point margin. Meanwhile, starting center Henry Vessar battled foul trouble all night. Starting point guard Derek Dixon tallied only 2 points while committing 4 turnovers. And starting wing guard Seth Trimble, the man of the hour in Chapel Hill over the weekend, mustered only 4 points and failed to convert a single field goal against the Canes. This hangover phenomenon is not unique to Carolina. After NC State beat Virginia Tech on Saturday afternoon, extending the Wolfpack's winning streak to 6 games, the Pack traveled to Louisville on Monday and lost by 41 points. Similarly, after UNC beat Duke on Saturday night in thrilling, double-court-storming fashion, extending the Tar Heels' winning streak to 5 games, the Heels fell at Miami in a contest where the visiting team trailed or was tied for the entire 40 minutes. The other most important element on display in Coral Gables was desperation. In the 18-team ACC, there are at least 7 teams that feel good or great about their NCAA tournament chances. There's an even larger group that has virtually no shot at being invited to the big dance. And coming out of the weekend, there was exactly 1 team squarely on the March Madness bubble. That team was Miami, which had a good-looking but relatively hollow 18-5 record heading into its matchup against UNC. Prior to their win over the Tar Heels, the Hurricanes did not have a single victory over an opponent that's projected to make the NCAA tournament, and the Canes battled against the Heels as if their postseason life depended on it. That desperation, along with UNC's untimely hangover, ultimately proved to be the difference.